Today's Shir's Masech, the Bava Metzia Daf Tes. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbaruch on Daf Ches Amud Beis. Three lines from the bottom. Amar Abaya, Mereish Avama Trei Kisim. Originally, Rabbah would have two separate funds for Tzedakah. Chad L'Ani D'Alma, first for people that came not from his city. Chad L'Ani D'Amasa, and then for Aniyim that lived in his city. For poor people who lived in the city. Then he heard what Rav Shmuel said to Rav Tachlifa Bar Avdimi, you can make one fund for all of the poor people in the city. And then just what's necessary is that you should make the following stipulation, that you whatever you decide should be used for tzedakah, that's where it should go. Iyunami, so he too, Ovid Chad Kisa, started to make only one fund for all the tzedakah. Vasnila, and he made a stipulation. Ravashi's opinion is as Ano Asnu Yunami Letzricha. It's not even necessary for me to make any type of stipulation. The Koda Kaasi, whoever comes to my town, anybody who gives tzedakah in my city, adopted the DRC, is giving it with the understanding that I can decide what to do with it. Well, that means if there's a gadol, if there's a great person in town, everybody recognizes that he is the one that's going to make these decisions, and there's no need to make any stipulations. So the question, of course, is that why did Rabbah feel the necessary to make this type of a stipulation? Why was he any different than Ravashi? So Yad Ramah answers that since when Rabbah was alive, Rabbi Yosef was also alive. And the Gemara, in fact, always has a discussion who was greater, Rabbah, who was the greater Lamdan, or Rabbi Yosef, who is more familiar, who is the greater Baki. The Gemara often has that discussion. And because there was somebody else who was of that level, that's why he had to make the stipulation. Whereas when Rav Ashi was alive, he was the undisputed Gadol B'Yisrael. So since he was the undisputed Gadol B'Yisrael, there was no question that what everybody who gave tzedakah gave it with the understanding that it was his discretion to do with it. Says the Gemara Trei Tavchi that there were two butchers, Davde and Yonah Bahade Adadi. They made the following deal between each other. The commander of Biyom the Chavri, it was a different world that they lived in. They lived in a world where obviously meat that was slaughtered could not be put away in a freezer. So every day the meat that was slaughtered that day had to be sold that day. And there obviously wasn't the need for such a great amount of meat. So they made the following deal with each other, that everybody will have a different day when they're going to shech meat. And they made a following stipulation. The command of Abiyam de Chavri, anyone who would slaughter meat on the other person's day, Nikri Lamashri, they would rip up that animal's hide. Azuchad Benayu, so one violated, Vavid Biyam de Chavri, and made and shechted on the day that belonged to the other person. So, given that they had this deal, Karl Lamashri, that ripped up the hide of that animal. Osl Kameh de Rava, so now they came to the person who was financially hurt, came to Rava. And Chavinu Rava L'Shlume, and Rava said, you have to pay because you violated the deal that you have to pay. So the question is, we learned in our previous year, Esei Rav Yehuda Bar Shammai L'Rava, we learned yesterday that the Braisa said, La'si'al tzosam, the people are allowed to make the rules, and if that's the case, so why weren't they allowed to make this rule? Says the Gemara, Lohadele Rava. Rava, Lohadele Rava. Rava did not answer this complaint. Amle Rav, Papa Shapa Avad Lohadele Midi. Rava did the right thing by not feeling the necessity to answer. Hanimili, when can people amongst themselves make such arrangements? Hanimili, hechadalek adam choshev, in a place where there is no adam choshev. And the Rad Ramon, the Ritva says, what is the definition of a adam choshev? One is that he must be a Talmud Chacham, and two, he's the person that is the Rav of the city. He's the person that is appointed to make all communal decisions. Adam Chashev, in the place where there's Adam Chashev, La Kol Kmenei Demasnu, they can't make an arrangement without his consent. And the Ramban explains, because even though amongst these two butchers, this may be a wonderful arrangement, but it could be to the detriment of the city, because obviously, if they're both going to slaughter animals, there'll be more of a supply, they'll be able to drive the prices down. So it's the, on the other hand, we understand, as we said a moment ago, why such an arrangement is makes sense. So the only one that can really make the decision if such an arrangement is appropriate or not is an Adam Chashev. That's one pshat. Another pshat that the Ritva suggests is that, as we often learn in Shas, there are hilchos tanoim. There are certain ways that tanoim are established, and the only one that can know that the tanai was done properly is the Talmud Chacham. Another pshat that the Ritva discusses is that he says it's because for the kavod of Talmud Chacham, it's important for the people of the city that they should recognize that there's a Talmud Chacham here, and anything that happens has to be with his consent. The Rabbeinu Gershom says another pshat. Rabbeinu Gershom says it could very well be that the arrangement was absolutely fine, but one who was going to rip up the hide of the animal is first supposed to go to a din Torah. One shouldn't make a decision without first going to the din Torah. If the din Torah says, yes, what you're doing, you're allowed to do, then it's legitimate to do it. And what the problem here in the Gemara is, says the Rabbeinu Gershom, is that they immediately ripped up the hide without asking, without going to the din Torah. I also saw that the Rosh says that this part of the issue in this Gemara is that they had these two butchers made this arrangement amongst themselves. What if the whole city makes the arrangement? And he says that's pshat, what Latzi al Ktsosa means. Latzi al Ktsosa means that the entire town agreed to something. Once the entire town agrees to something, it's very different than when you just have two butchers making a decision on by themselves. That's not Posh Pshat in the Gemara, because the Posh Pshat in the Gemara is that once there's an Adam Choshev in town, everything has to be done with his agreement. Tana Bonim, Ein Mechashim Tzedaka and Gabi Tzedaka. We don't demand that the Gabi Tzedaka give us a reckoning. Of course, say the Rishonim, this is somebody by a Gabi Tzedaka who's an honest, serious person. But if somebody forced himself into the position of being Gabbai, so then we don't say that he doesn't have to give us a reckoning. Moreover, the Rama says in Yerideh Siman Reish Nun Zayin Sif Beis that these halacha only apply by somebody who volunteered to be a Gabbai Tzedaka. But if somebody took it upon himself to be, if somebody's being paid to be a Gabbai Tzedaka, he has to give a reckoning. And moreover, says the Rama, that even though the Gemara just said that a Gabbai Tzedaka does not have to give a reckoning, it is appropriate, says the Rama, for a Gabbai Tzedaka to give a reckoning, because we know there's a rule for Yisum Nekim Hashem or Yisrael that a person should try to be above and beyond any question. So again, Eimachash Mitzedaka and Gabbai Tzedaka, Vloy Behegdish. In the Beis Hamikdash, the Hegdish did not make a reckoning in Megizborim, in the Gaboim of the Hegdish. Even though we don't have an explicit proof, zeichel davar. Shenema v'loyachshu. The pasuk says in Malachim v'loyachshu sanoshim mashiyitnu sakes v'al yadam losis loisim malacha kibamunim loisim. They didn't ask for reckoning because they expected, they understood that they were doing it honestly. Says the Gemara. Amar v'lozer. Api sheyesh loy l'adam gizba nema b'toch beisoy. Even though a person has a honest administrator, yotzer, the person should put the money into a packet for yimna, and he should count the money before he gives it to him. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Melachim, v'yitzuru v'yimnu asakesef and nimtzu beis Hashem. It was put into the into that card that way. So the question is, what is the purpose of doing so, of counting the money before? So the Mashah says that the reason for doing this is that the mazikim, something that's closed up, mazikim don't have a power to have any power over that. So to prevent that the mazikim should have power, that's what you're supposed to do. So another point that the Yad Raman, the Meiri, say is that by when the money is being given to the gabbai, if it's being given to him in such a fashion, it shows the gabbai how we treat this money so seriously. And by the gabbai seeing that we're treating the money on such a serious basis, that will give him that will show him that he should also be careful with it. Then Eliyahu says that given that we just learned that the Ramah says that because of a Yisim Nekim V'Hashem Yisrael, it's appropriate that the gabbai should give a reckoning. So in order for the gabbai to be able to give a reckoning, it's important that the money that it's given to him is given to him first in a way that we know exactly how much there was there. Amar Rav Huna Beit Kilim Zaynus, if a poor person comes to us to ask for food, we have to check who if he really deserves it. However, Vein Beit Kilim Ksus, if he comes for clothing, we don't check. Ibai Seima, says the Gemara, where do we know this from? Ibai Seima, Mikra, V'beis HaMisvara. It could be based on a pasuk, on a svara. Says the Aruch HaShulchan. The halacha is, if we know for certain that the person who's asking us for tzedakah is a dishonest person, then we don't have an obligation to give him tzedakah. The Gemara here is referring to a situation then for a person that we don't know his situation. But he says, if somebody comes and asks us just for the base, even though the Gemara says that Boitkin, that we don't, that we do check or don't check, says if somebody is obviously very poor and we give it to him, we give him what he needs immediately, that we should give him what he needs immediately, we see that he's about to expire. Says the Gemara, Ibai Seim Svara, Hai Kamamavzi, this Ani that's coming to us not dressed properly, it's extremely embarrassing. So it's a proof that, so we should give him right away clothing. Hi, somebody who's hungry is not being embarrassed. Loi kamavzi. V'ibay se makra, the pasuk says in Yeshaya, haloi prois b'lechem, prois l'rov lachmecha. The pasuk doesn't say prois, which means spread out. It says it with a shin ksiv. Prois, first investigate, and hada havle, and immediately, and then only give him after you investigate it and see that he is deserving. But Chassam, when that pasuk speaks about giving clothing, kisira aram v'kisisa. As soon as you see him needing clothing, immediately give to him. Rabbi Huda disagrees, and he says just the opposite. Baitin l'ksus v'ein baitin l'mazoynus. For clothing, we check if he deserves it, but for mezainis we have to check. So I saw that the Emek Shaila explains what is the basis of the machloikus. Being without clothing is a bezoyim. Being without food is a tsar, is painful. And the machloikus over here is what is more of an issue, is pain that a person's not hungry, that he doesn't have what to eat, more significant to us, or is the embarrassment that he's standing without clothing more of an issue? So he says, Boitkin Luxus, Vain Boitkin Mazoinus. Ibais a Misfara, and Ibais a Makra. Ibais a Misfara, high commitsarale. This person that doesn't have what to eat is suffering. And since he's suffering, we should immediately take care of his suffering. Hi, the person without the clothing, loikam etzarale, is not suffering to that degree. And since he's not suffering to that degree, we don't have to give him what to eat. Vibaisem kro, hox of aloi price lorv lachmecha, price lalta, krikarinen. The way the pasuk is read is immediately give him what he needs. Hosum ksiv kisira. Kisirim says the Gemara means kshir lecha, that only after you truly determined that he kshir lecha, only when it's clear to you that he's deserving of that is the halacha that you should give it to him. So I saw a very interesting discussion. The Gemara Masechet Brachos says that kavod habrius is not a reason to violate Issa Deraisa. But Kavod HaBrius is enough of a reason to violate an Issa Derabbanan. For example, the Gemara Masechta Menachos, the Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, teaches us that if a person is wearing a talus and a karmelis on Shabbos, and he discovers that his tzitzis are posel, so he's allowed to continue wearing, even though now it's considered as if he's carrying, since it's a karmelis, which is only an Issa Derabbanan, the halacha is that because of Kavod HaBrius, one could continue wearing the talus. So the Chavos Yoar says that if we see that because of Kavod HaBrius, we're allowed to violate Issur Rabbanon, so certainly for physical pain, we should be allowed to do so. Yet our Gemara says that Boitkin Luxus, Rabbi Yehuda, Boitkin Luxus, V'loyel Mazoinus. Dar Sameach disagrees. He says, Avada, you're not allowed to violate an Issa Derabbanan just to avoid hunger or pain. Even though we're learning the Chazal did speak about Kavod HaBrius, that's only in a case where it's embarrassing. But under other circumstances, the Rabbanans may not be violated. And therefore, explains Dar Sameach, an understanding of Yehuda's opinion, the reason we don't check the financial status of a hungry person asking for food is because he is in a state of agony. And therefore, let's say he has money, but he didn't eat, so he should be able to collect staka, which of course is the wrong thing to do. But at the end of the day, even though it was self-inflicted, the food is being used to relieve his hunger. And therefore, we should take that into consideration. But when it comes to clothing, if somebody is fooling us that he really has the ability to buy clothing, such a person, and he put on tattered clothing only to fool us, he's only, one who put on such clothing for financial gain is not terribly, why would he do so? It's obviously a person, says Dar Sameach, that isn't humiliated by wearing those kind of clothing. Such a person who isn't suffering, in other words, he says, the person who's hungry, even though he shouldn't have done this, what he did, but at the end of the day, he is suffering because he's hungry. The person who's willing to put on this kind of clothing just to fool us, he obviously doesn't care to walk around this way. And if he doesn't care about walking around this way, so therefore it's not the need, the concern is not that great, and therefore since the concern is not that great, we don't have to give it to until we check. The we say on the Yom on the Roim, Beimel Shoysher, Mul Magid Pesha Tagli Yakud Varchoik Mishpat, Vitzatkenim Mishpat Hamelech Mishpat. So I saw that the Mefarshim explained that the Gemara Masechta Tainis of Chesam Abayis says, "B'mei Rav Shmuel ben Nachmeni, in the time of Rav Shmuel ben Nachmeni, have a kafna musna. There was hunger and people were dying. So they said to him, Heichi Neved, what should we do when we daven? The boy Rachme Atarati Le'afsha. We can't ask for two things. El boy Rachme Amusna. We should daven to Hashem that we should stay alive and we'll suffer for the hungry. So Rav Shmuel ben Nachmeni said just the opposite. Daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us what to eat, because the Kiyov Rachmanah Sova, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us sustenance, L'chai Hu Diyov, the Ksiv, Pseichas Yodechum Hasbil Chol Chai Ratzoyin. That's Pshat. When a person doesn't have the Schusim, that he should be able to be amongst those that HaKadosh Baruch Hu subscribes to life, we should ask for panasa. As we know, the word choik represents panasa, choik l'Yisrael. And when we ask for panasa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like we don't check for panasa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will check for panasa. And once we have panasa, v'tzadkeinu v'mishpat, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say that we'll have life. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us panasa, then he'll give us life. And for panasa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we just learned, doesn't check. Tanya Kavasi Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Kasuni. If a person comes and says, I need clothing, we check if he needs it, Parnasuni. But if somebody says, I need panasa, we don't check. It says, Amar Tanan Hasam, the Mishnah in Masechta Pei says, Ein Pachsin, Lani Ha'im V'Rimokal Mokum. We don't give a person who's going from town to town less than kikar, a loaf that is sold for a punyan. A punyan, as we're about to learn, is a type of a coin. In a time where Abba saw and Basella, where you could buy 4 saw of wheat for a seller, that when wheat is sold at that rate, then you're going to have enough of bread for 2 meals, and when a person is going from place to place, that's when we give him the minimum of 2 meals. The Rishonim point out that this is only a situation where the person is traveling through, but if he's staying here, then there are other things we have to give him. Moreover, the Rambam and other Rishonim all say that this is only when it's an ani who we don't know, but if we know this ani, then the halacha is that we have to give him lefi kvoidai. The calculation, how we get that this should be equal to 2 meals of bread, is because the seller is a coin that had in it 48 punjoinim. That means the seller is 4 dinarim. The dinarim is 6 ma'ah. The ma'ah is 2 pinyon. And therefore, in the seller, there's 48 punjoin. The saw is the amount that equal to 6 kavin. So when you could buy 4 saw of chitin for seller, that means you're getting 24 kav for 48 punyanim. And therefore, you could buy with it half a kav of chitin. But when you have a half a kav of chitin, you have to take off 50% for the baker and the person who sells the bread. And therefore, you're left with enough for 2 meals. Lon, continues the Gemara, if this person staying over, sleeping in the city, Noislan Panosas Lina, we give him what he needs to sleep. Ask the Gemara, my Panosas Lina, what does that mean? Amra Papa Purya, bed, Ubay Sadya, and pillow linen to sleep on. Shavas, if he stays in the city for Shabbos, then the halach is Noislan Mazin Shalosh Shudus, we give him the amount that you need. We give him the amount that you need for three meals. Says the Gemara Tana, Imay Machzal Psachim. But if this person is going from door to door, then ain't no slant stalker, because once he's going from door to door to collect, the people who he collects from gives him what he needs. So here we're learning that a person who's staying over in the city for Shabbos, so since on Shabbos is supposed to eat 3 meals, so we give him the amount for 3 meals. But the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, and this is one of the first halachas in Hilchos Shabbos and Siman Resh Mem Beis, says Rabbi Akiva says, "Asei Shabbat Chachol, a person should preferably not eat anything different on Shabbos, v'al tetzarech lebrius, rather than taking tzedakah." So we see that we should avoid taking tzedakah, and what we should do in order to avoid taking tzedakah is not even take what's needed. So here we're saying that you are allowed to do so if somebody needs tzedakah. How do we understand this? So the Mefarshim all explain. When does Rabbi Akiva say, "Asei Shabbat Chachol v'al tetzarech l'bris"? He says it in circumstances where somebody has enough to survive. So he has now a challenge, he has a dilemma. Should he collect tzedakah in order to have more for Shabbos? Or should he just be satisfied with the minimum? To which Rabbi Akiva says, "Asei Shabbat Chachol v'al tetzarech l'bris." We always want to avoid taking tzedakah. Included in avoiding taking tzedakah is eating on Shabbos what you always eat. Don't eat three meals, don't eat anything special, just avoid taking tzedakah. Here, however, we are dealing with an individual who is taking tzedakah. Once you're an individual who's taking tzedakah, it is the obligation of the tzedakah fund to give him shalosh sudos. Says the Gemara, "Hu anya dava machzal psochim." There was a poor person who was going from town to town. Dosla kamedra papa. They came to Rapapa to ask for tzedakah. Lo mizdakiklei. And Rapapa didn't give him anything. Amalei Rav Samar Breidra, because as we learned, that the person who goes from home to home doesn't get from the tzedakah fund, he's collecting what he needs. Amalei Rav Samar Breidra of Yevil Rapapa. Imal mizdakiklei. If people will see that you, Rapapa, are not giving him anything, in a shachrin lo mizdakiklei, so nobody's going to give him any tzedakah. Lo mizdakiklei. Should we allow him to perish? Avatanya, so Rapapa asked, but then we just learned, if he's going from house to house, we don't give him. Amalei, what eneskakinloi meant, that meant lematana maruba. We don't give him a lot, as much as the stock fund would normally give. We have to give him something that people should not say that the reason we're not giving him is but people should say that he obviously is not deserving. Amar Vasi, even if a person is not able to really give a lot of tzedakah himself, he should not stop give at least a shlishus hashekel. Shenemar, v'madno lov metzis losus lenu shlishus hashekel b'shona la'avoydus beslakenu. That's the minimum. So what is the word lo'olam come to teach us? So the Ritva says, La'olam says that if there are no poor people in this city, it's our obligation to look for poor people to fulfill the minimum obligation of giving a shlishus hashekel. The Bach says that the pasuk that the Gemara quoted is speaking about what they donated to the Beis HaMikdash. It says the Bach, what the Gemara means to say is that when we now live in a time when there's no Beis HaMikdash, we still have to give the shlishus hashekel. Another pshat in the La'olam is that even a poor person, everybody has to try to give. Another pshat that I saw in the La'olam is that if you can't give it in one time, you don't have to give it in one time. You can let it accumulate. But you have to make sure that each year you give at least a shlishus hashekel. Varav Asi, shkul tzedakah keneged kol mitzvos. Tzedakah is more than all the other mitzvos. Shnemar, v'aleinu aleinu mitzvos. Mitzvah enksev kan ela mitzvois. When we think about tzedakah, it's equal to all other mitzvahs. So I saw, why is tzedakah such a critical mitzvah? So I saw that the Nasi V'Shalom explains, the Mishnah Perkei Avos and Perek Gimel says, Rabbi Elazar ish ba'adusa oimai, ten lai mishaloi, you give HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what he gave you, Shata v'shalach shaloi. Became a David Oymer Kimcha Kom Yotcha Nasun Loch. And Rabbeinu Yoina explains that when somebody gives tzedakah, what he's declaring and recognizing is that whatever money he has really is not his. Whatever we have because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us. And since the foundation of our entire existence is Amunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, believing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us whatever we have. So that's why the mitzvah tzedak is so critical. Simen Godel Migdash Moshe. Amar Rav Elazar, Godel Hamasa, it's greater somebody who asks other people to give tzedakah, Yoiser Min Oisa, more than somebody who does tzedakah by himself. Shneva v'haya masa tzedaka shalom v'avoydasa tzedaka t'hashka yuvetachar oylam. Masa tzedaka, somebody who gets other people to give tzedaka, the pasuk says you'll have shalom. And of course, we know there's nothing more important than shalom. It's the greatest bracha. Why is making other people give tzedakah so much more? So one pshat is because when you have a mitzvah done by a community, by many people, it's more valuable than a mitzvah that's done by one person himself. Another pshat is that somebody who gets other people to give tzedakah, it's embarrassing to go around to ask for tzedakah and to get other people to give tzedakah, more than just giving money that you have. And therefore, somebody who took upon himself the tircha and the embarrassment of making other people give tzedakah is deserving of this bracha. Another pshat that I saw is that if you help other people to give tzedakah, then you're being mezakas harabim. And a person who is mezakas harabim, a person who is an individual that gets other people, a person who's an individual that gets other people to give tzedakah, that is the greatest schus you could have. Zocha, continues the Gemara, if somebody gives tzedakah, the pasuk says, "Haloi prois l'rav l'rechmecha," says the Gemara, "loi zocha." And if a person doesn't give tzedakah, what's going to happen is, "v'aniyim merudim tavi bayis." That means that the goyim will take away the tzedakah from you. What does merudim mean? One pshat of merudim I saw means tzaaka. People will cry out. You're going to cry out from the people who took the tzedakah from you. Another pshat that I saw is that merudim means that they will oppress you. People will take tzedakah from you, and it will not come easy. Amalei Rav Lebnei Mechuzah, b'metusim enaychu. I ask of you, asuba hade adadi. Help each other. If you will help each other, you won't have the non-Jewish government come after you. When the Beis Hamikdash was standing, a person would give the machzor shekel, and that's how he would have a kapara for his averus. But now, when we no longer, unfortunately, have the Beis Hamikdash, if we do tzedakah mutav, great. However, if not, the Avdi Chavim will take it away from us against our will. It'll still be considered tztaka. So the Mashal explains that the giving tztaka to poor people is the equivalent of eating kachim. Just like when we ate a carbon, the halacha is that when you eat a carbon, you get the schus of the carbon. Having poor people eat by your table is considered like you're eating from carbonus. I saw that the Chafetz Chaim says, the pasuk says, Al kerant noy mitzoyv chaloymer, pesoyach teftach esyotcha. So Chafetz Chaim explains, Al kerant noy what I want from every Jew to do is lamer to tell other Jews that you should give to other people. You should give to other people tzedakah. I saw that there were two people who were collecting tzedakah in Bnei Barak, and every time they walked by a house, which as we're learning, it's not that comfortable to ask other people for tzedakah. And every time they passed by a house, they came up with a reason why they shouldn't go into that house to ask for tzedakah, until they came to the house of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says that he understood immediately what was going on here. The Chazon Ish says that the Yetzer Hara knows how important tzedakah is. And as Al Gemara just taught us, not only how important tzedakah is, how much it's important to get other people to give tzedakah. So said the Chazon Ish, He's willing to have you go collect stucco. But he's always going to come up with a reason why this house you shouldn't go to and that house you shouldn't get to, that you shouldn't reach the highest level of giving tzedakah. But I saw a very big chiddush from the Cheshukei Chemed in this Gemara. He says that the Gemara we learned earlier says that you're supposed to give a poor person three meals, so he should have enough when he goes from town to town. To when he leaves town, you're giving him three meals on Shabbos, that he should have a meal for after Shabbos. So he discusses that isn't there an issue of achana? We're not allowed to give somebody, we're not allowed to do something on Shabbos for after Shabbos. So we're giving him three meals, one meal he's going to have for after Shabbos, then he's going to, so we're not allowed to do something on Shabbos for after Shabbos. So he said, so he says that if a person will be distressed on Shabbos, and giving him something on Shabbos, even though it's for after Shabbos, will take away that stress, he says that's not considered achana. Achana is considered when I'm doing something on Shabbos for after Shabbos. But if I'm doing something on Shabbos to take away stress on Shabbos, then the halacha is that that could be that's not considered achana, and therefore may be done. And that's why they could give the ani food on Shabbos, even though he's only going to eat this food after Shabbos. He also says another important halacha, and that is our Gemara is teaching us the importance of giving tzedakah. And the question that he addresses is if somebody gets tax credit for giving tzedakah. So the question is that he's, a person gives meiser, so he gives 10% of all of his earnings to tzedakah, but he gets a tax credit for giving for the tzedakah donations that he gives. So the question that he addresses is that considered as if he gave 10% because he's getting back on that tax credit. And he says a chiddush that when you give 10% for tzedakah, that's what's required. And the fact that you may get a tax credit doesn't mean that you have to compensate and give more tzedakah. Ara milsa. Hamilsa ishtoili ula. This thing said, Rav Sheshia said to me, Ula Megashish Orchidime, who is considered a person who mistreated his mother. Mishmeid Rav Lazar, and he said in the name of Rav Lazar, Maidik said, the Pasuk says, V'yibes Tzokah Kisiriyot Loimelach. What is the Pasuk saying that Tzokah is like a like armor? Ma, Syrian Zeh, called Klippo Klippo Mstafris the Syrian, all the various rows of the armor combine to be a coat of armor. Syrian Gadol, to be a big coat of armor. Aft Tzedakah, Kol Pruta Pruta, every penny you give to Tzedakah, it's the Refus L'Cheshmen Gadol. So the Maral explains that, what does that mean? That the, what Gemara is saying is that the Halach is that when it comes to giving Tzedakah, it's better to give many times a small amount than rather giving one big amount at one time. That's what the Gemara means, called pruta pruta mitzterefes lecheshmen gadol, to give it a small amount. The Rif in the Ein Yaakov says a different pshat. He says that if I give a poor person some tzedakah, and that isn't enough really for him to live, but and another person gives him some tzedakah, what the Gemara means to say is that even though I just gave him a small amount and you just gave him a small amount, but because we all combined to give him tzedakah, that it's considered as if each one of us gave him a big amount. The Taras Chaim says that the Pasuk says, Zoreya tzedakos, that if you give a person tzedakah, and because of the tzedakah we gave him, the person's able to live and not be in the dire situation that he's in. So it's Zorei Tzedakah, we say it, Zorei Tzedakah is Matzmiach Yeshuas. From the small amount of Tzedakah, from any amount of Tzedakah that we give a person, that helps the person be able to go further, that is considered Matzmiach Yeshuas, that you get the credit for what you give him. And then I saw another pshat. There's a difference between gold and diamonds. Gold is sold by the weight. So whatever the price of an ounce of gold is, 1 ounce is equal is that much. 2 ounces is twice that amount. Stone, a 1 carat diamond has a price. A 2 carat diamond is not double, much more. So here too, the halacha is that when you give tzedakah, all the other mitzvahs, we look at what you gave. It has a weight. And if you did the mitzvah twice, you did the mitzvah twice. But by tzedakah, when you give person tzedakah, it's not just that you counted like you gave him a mitzvah, and then if you gave another person, it multiplies like the diamond. When we look at a garment, we put the threads together and we end up with a large garment. So too, when we speak about stokah, it comes back to be a big coin. So the Nesiv Shalom says that what's the difference between a garment and a coat of armor? A coat of armor, the place where they shoot an arrow, that's the place that is protected. The tzedakah is, you should make sure to give the tzedakah to the right person. When we speak about a garment, we look at the entire garment. What is meant when we look at the entire garment? We look at the entire garment, you need to wear a whole garment to be warm. And what we're learning from here is that the tzedakah that we give to many people, even if the people aren't all equal, deserving of the tzedakah, will combine. Amai Karolei Ula Meshakshish Orched Ima. The Mar called him a son that mistreated his mother. What does it mean? So the Gemara begins with a discussion. We know that a Metzaira, before he becomes Tahor, is Tamei like a mace. Anybody who touches him is Tamei. After he starts getting well, he counts 7 days. Those days are considered the Yimei Sfuroi, the days that he counts, those 7 days. And if he's still fine, on the 8th day, he brings his Kabanos and he's fine. So now the Gemara wants to know the status of the Metzora during those days. If a person comes in contact with him, the person will be Tamei. Since in those days the Torah says that any clothing that he's wearing becomes Tamei, so certainly Metama Adam. So Rav Achtuvi asked him, the clothing that he wears cannot serve as a way to understand what should be the halacha to what he touches. And he brings a raya. If somebody moved the nevela, metame begodim, his clothing that he wears becomes tamei. However, ve'ena metame adam, he won't be metame person that he touches. Amalei ve'ela sheretz metame adam enolan. So he says, how do we know that a sheretz is metame person? Lamashim dem tame begodim, because the sheretz that touches your clothing makes it tamei. And that also makes the person tamei. So the same should be the mitzayra be meisfuroi. Amalei sheretz behedik sebei. The din of a sheretz is explicit in the Torah. The pasuk says, "O yisha sheyiga b'chol sheretz." Says the Gemara, my question is, "Shichva zera the metama adam nolan." How do you know that semen has the ability to be metama an adam? La mishum dahar metama begadim. Since the clothing that a person touches shichva zera becomes tamei metama adam. Amalei, so he said to him, that also is not needed. Sheikh Fesnera, Nami Behejik Sebei, also is mentioned explicitly, because the Pasuk says, O Yish L'Rabbis HaSanegeya, that person that touches Sheikh Fesnera becomes Tamei. Ahadalei, Bebe Dechusei. What happened then was, Rav Achtuvi answered Rav Sheishis Bebe Dechusei, because he was laughing at him for his mistake. Chol started Rav Sheishis, and Rav Sheishis was embarrassed. And because of this, Rav Duvi Ba'ami lost his ability to speak. And he forgot his learning. So the mother of Rav Sheshis came to the Kabachi Kamei, came to Rav Sheshis that he should daven, that Rav Duvi should be healed. Tzofcha, and she was crying, and he was ignoring her. Look at these breasts that you nursed from. So at that point, he saw that he should daven, and he davened, and he got better. So what happened here was that Rav Sheshis caused his mother to be embarrassed that she should have to expose herself. Asked the Gemara, Udasa and Abanada were discussing this question. Asked the Gemara, Manolam, from where do we indeed know the halacha that a person who's tamei, b'mei sfurei, if a person comes in contact with him, is tamei? Kiritanya, Rav Shimon ben Yochai Amar, Nami kibas begadim b'mei sfurei, that you have to wash your clothing during the b'mei sfurei. V'nami kibas begadim b'mei chalutei, when he's quarantined. Malahalam, during the days that you're quarantined, b'tama adam, so to afkan, b'tama adam. Amar v'lazer, God la oisit stoka b'sei sir. Somebody who does stoka quietly, it's greater yosim Moshe Rabbeinu. Deal of a Moshe Rabbeinu ksiv, ki yugati of nei afachema. Afachema two malachim that a Kodesh Baruch Hu has that cause damage. And Moshe Rabbeinu said he was scared of those mazikim. Vilayis with stoka ksiv, matin b'seisir, if somebody gives stoka b'seisir, yich v'af, he's able to prevail over the ach. V'shoichik b'cheik, somebody who does stoka quietly, chema aza, he could take away chema aza. He has tremendous power with the stoka that he does in such a fashion. Says the Gemara, a pligad Rabbi Yitzchak, Dam Rabbi Yitzchak af kaifa. Somebody does stoka b'seiser has the ability to prevail over af. Chema in a koifa, but he doesn't have the ability to prevail over chema. Shnem v'shoichet b'cheik chema aza, abi sheshoichet b'cheik. Even though he does stoka quietly, chema aza, there's still chema aza. Ikad amri amar Rav Yitzchok. Kol dain shnoit l'shoichet. Any dain that takes shoichet, says the Gemara, such a person mevi chema aza loylem. He's going to bring terrible anger to the world. Shnem v'shoichet b'cheik. It's critical for a dain to be honest. The Gross says that what does it mean? God He says that there's a time that we live in a world of Seisr. We live in a world of Hestaponim. We don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. That is different than the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. In the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, we saw the Shekhinah all over. And what we're learning from here is that when there's a time of seiser, when there's a time of where we don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tzedakah is what's going to help us. Amar Rav Yitzchak Kol Neshet Prutah La'ani, Mizbarach B'Sheish Brachas. If you give tzedakah, you'll have six brachas. Mefaiser, but if you say a good word to him, B'Dvarim, Mizbarach B'Achachas Brachas. HaNeshet Prutah La'ani, Mizbarach B'Sheish Brachas Tiksiv, Halei Price L'Rav, Halei Price V'Nim Erudim Tavi Bayis, Kisir Orem B'Chesisoi. And the pasuk continues, "Oz yibaku k'shach arecha, v'chasechem heir tetzmach, v'halach l'fenecha tzedkecha, k'var Hashem yosfecha, oz tikva Hashem yana, t'shavei v'yom henneini." However, v'afais b'dvorim, if somebody makes him feel good, v'zbarach b'aches brachos shenemar, v'tofik l'rov nafshecha, v'nefesh nana tazbiya, v'zarach b'choshech arecha, v'afiloscha b'tzorayim, V'nochecha Hashem tamid, v'zbiya b'tzach l'tzois nafshecha, v'atzmoysecha ya'atzlich, v'yisik igan rova, k'moitzi mayim, ashla yachz v'meimov, uvanim chachor v'tzoylam, moiz dey dar v'dar t'koymim, v'kar l'cha goy de peretz, v'shoyviv nesivas l'sheves. All of those brachas will be given to the person that gives him a good word. Because as the Posh Pshat is, if you give an Ani a few pennies for tzedakah, that isn't going to help him change his status. But making him feel good, that good feeling that you give to the person, that makes no difference, as much as that will have the power of giving him endless consolation. And therefore that bracha is greater. Says the Chassid Yavetz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu korov l'nishbrei lev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to those that are sad and that are broken. And this person who made the person that is a Nishbar Leif, that person is the person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes close to. And as I saw, the Mefarshim explained, when you give him tzedakah, it helps for that moment. It doesn't help past that moment. Whereas when you give him a good word, that lasts so much longer. So I saw that the Chidah says that if somebody gives somebody tzedakah, and besides just giving him tzedakah, he makes him feel good, he'll have a total of 17 brachas. 6 brachas for the tzedakah that you gave, plus 11. So he says, that's pshat what the pasuk says, v'layeru levavcha b'sitcha loy, ki b'glal ha-dover hazeh. He says, yivarecha Hashem al-kecha. The gematria of hazeh is 17. B'glal ha-dover hazeh, if you give a person tzedakah, and when you give it to him, you give it to him in a way that he feels good, you will be zoicha to hazeh, you'll be zoicha to 17 brachas.